Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you. It feels like packed and it feels energetic and lovely to see so many people. So today, as you've realized and as we've said a number of times, it is a little bit different, as you can see, and everything will become clear as to why and what purpose we're doing this for. But before I get onto that, I want to say that we as the church, we are a family, right? And that is quite clear. But also, we have an identity as a family. And that identity is Jesus's body, okay? What I'd like you all to do is turn to the person next to you and ask them, who am I? Okay, so if you've asked the person, who are you? I want you then to turn to the person that asked you that question and said, you are a foot. Yes, that is right. Brilliant. So that is right. We are all feet today, people. In fact, we are feet all the time. And we're not just any random feet. We are Jesus's feet. We are also his hands, his whole body, his mouth on the earth today. And that is our identity as church. We are Christ's body. We are Jesus's hands and feet on the earth today. And just as when Jesus was alive on the earth in his bodily form, he went round and he used his body to bring the kingdom of God on the earth, didn't he? He used his body to reconcile all of creation with God. Whether that was through using his hands to heal people, or using his mouth to speak out against oppression and injustice, or using his feet to carry the cross up the hill and carry our burdens up that hill. And then eventually, he gave his whole body, didn't he, as a sacrifice for us to reconcile the whole of creation, not just individual people, but the whole of creation to God. And so that is our identity as a church family, to be Jesus's hands and feet, his body on earth. And just like Jesus, we need to use our hands to bring healing to this world. We need to use our mouths to speak against oppression and injustice in the world. We need to use our feet to carry the burdens of this world and give ourselves to Jesus's cause to bring the kingdom down on earth. So that is also our mission, isn't it? So we have an identity as Jesus's hands and feet, but we also have a mission to bring his kingdom on earth. It doesn't matter where you are, where you find yourself, whether that's at work, at school, at home, or shopping, or wherever you find yourself, it is our responsibility, in fact, to be doing that, to be Jesus's hands and feet, to show that love and care that he showed us when he was around to those that don't know him. And just as many of you may have bought a cushion today to fill up the baptistry, we all have something to bring to this. In Corinthians, it talks about how we are all different parts of the body and we all have different functions and we all have something to bring. In Isaiah 61, it beautifully illustrates this mission that we have. And this is actually what Jesus used to kickstart his whole ministry. And it says this. Sorry, that's Romans 1. But yeah, Isaiah 61, it says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." So that is what we're called to do. We're called on the same mission that Jesus came to kickstart almost. Proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. So we as the church, we have an identity as God's hands and feet. We have a mission to go out and to carry on bringing God's kingdom by his power onto the earth and reconcile creation to God. But, and I'm sure we all think this many times, how do we actually do that? What does it look like practically when we get down to it, when we're facing people and talking with them? What does it actually look like to be Jesus's hands and feet? Well, first of all, I think we need, we cannot do it without God's help. I think that's fairly self-explanatory. Like, we cannot do it without God's help. That verse in Isaiah starts with, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. We need God's presence in our lives to actually do anything of any real significance. But then I think also we need community to do it. We can't do it on our own. And that is why we have a church family together. And this is where I want to have a look at that Romans passage. In Romans 12, it demonstrates beautifully what it means to actually be God's family and to support each other and help each other and inspire each other to get on with this mission, to get on with being Jesus's hands and feet. It says this, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. That's really difficult. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. And that is a really challenging passage. If you have a look at it, and I'd really encourage you in a bit to open your Bibles up to Romans 12 and have a look at that, because it says some really difficult stuff. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another, honoring others above yourself. So, this morning is different, and it is different because we want to go and do that. We want to put it into practice straight away, of devoting ourselves to one another, of honoring one another above ourselves. And so, I would really encourage you all to make the most of this morning. So, what's going to happen is, after I shut up, we're going to have a kind of 40 or 50 minutes to get to know each other, to share testimonies, to pray for one another, to share about what God has been doing in your life. If you find someone in need, offer to help if you're able, or at least be there and to comfort them and mourn with those who mourn, or rejoice with those who are joyful. And so we have things put around the place to try and facilitate this. So you'll realize you've got your human bingo cards. If you go around and try and find people that can sign in your little boxes and get talking to them. Ask them about how they became a Christian. Ask them what they need prayer for. Ask them if they need help with anything. And just share in God's love with one another. Because God works through us. We are his hands and feet. Remember that. We're his hands and feet. And when God wants to show love to others, he's going to do it through us. So yeah, that's what's going to happen. A couple of other things that I probably should explain is that we have a prayer station over here, which is praying for the world. So I'd really encourage you, again, get together in twos or threes or fours or fives, however many you want, and pray for the world. We've got some news headlines on the wall there and a big map, thank you, Julia, and a big map just to kind of spark and help focus your prayers, I suppose. Then over here in this little table, we're going to put some chairs around in a moment. We've got some maps of Faversham and pictures of Faversham, and we can start to think about what are the greatest needs in our society. Is God calling us to do anything, to step up where there's great need? I know there's amazing stuff happening, and I know a lot of you already are participating, whether that's in the food bank or whatever. But yeah, have a think about that and pray about it. And then at the very back, through the wooden bit, we have, I don't know what it's called, we have some big flip chart paper, and I think Emily's written on it, 2020 vision, church building, and stuff like that. So that is going to be praying for this church. So we've had a lot of discussion about the church building and what's coming up next year and all that sort of stuff. So I'd really encourage you to pray and write down your prayers. Just jot down anything you feel God might be saying to you about the church. Let's go and do it. Let's enjoy one another's company. Let's enjoy God encouraging us and speaking to us through each other. And as we go, let me just pray for us. And then at the end, we'll come back for one final song and a quick prayer. So, Father God, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you so much that you put a community around us, that you can speak through, that you can work through. Lord, I thank you so much that you love us and delight in us when we gather and love each other as you loved us. So, Father, I ask you to just help us fulfill those two commandments that you give us, to love you with all we have and love one another as we love ourselves. May you work through us and among us powerfully, and may we be devoted to one another in love and honor one another above ourselves. Amen. Oh yes, I forgot to explain what the baptistry is for. So, the baptistry. This is probably mainly for the kids. So we've got lots and lots of cushions in there. And amongst the cushions, we have a load of chocolate bars. Yeah, I know, exciting, right? And on the chocolate bars are little Bible verses. But because we are devoted to one another in love, we are giving away the chocolate bars, not scoffing them ourselves. So, children, if you want, come over, have a rummage around the cushions, try and find a chocolate bar with a Bible verse, and then, this is the important part, guys. Guys, listen. This is the important part. You need to give the chocolate bars away. Bless the people. And pray for them. No, don't. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Off you go, guys, and bless one another. Encourage one another.